Good day, friends. Your friendly neighbors of the Church of Christ bring you this quarter-hour broadcast that we simply entitled Spirit Teaching. We're basing our remarks on the epistle that was written by John, the first epistle. There's 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. We're looking especially in this series of broadcasts, 8 programs, at the Spirit-filled teaching that was given to the Apostle John. Before we get into the lesson today that deals with God and His commandments, let's go to our Heavenly Father in a word of prayer. Let's take time out to do that now, friends. If you care to join us and can, feel free to do so. Let us pray. Our Father of heaven and earth, we come into thy sanctified presence at this hour with glad hearts as you spared our lives throughout the past week. And as we look into the future, Father, we know that thou wilt be with us and sustain us as we seek to follow thee. We pray on this broadcast today for those who are in sin. May the impact of this message, with God's great commandments and His teaching coming into the hearts and lives of people, encourage men who are steeped in sin to turn from the darkness of despair in sin and to the light and love that is found in Christ Jesus. We do pray, Father, for those who make this broadcast possible, that they may continue to hold up the hands of those who preach thy word. We are glad, Father, for the strength that can be given to those who are ill. We pray for the sick, and we pray for those who mourn the loss of loved ones. And we also pray for kings and governors and presidents and people in high places of government, not alone in our country, but also in the entire world. So many times, Father, we pray to thee and simply mention we know that thou art God and doth rule in the affairs of men. Help us then in this broadcast today as we search the Scripture, for the entrance of thy words will give light. It will give understanding to those who do not know. Help us then to this end, Father. This we humbly ask in Jesus' name, and amen. Well, God and His commandments, what do you think about them? I am sure that we realize that the wonderful Ten Commandments that are recorded first in Exodus chapter 20, couched away in the Old Testament, had a great impact upon the life of God's people. And those commandments, as we see them down through the Old Testament, are constantly offered with the idea of deterring man from sin. We understand not alone were the Ten Commandments a binding part of that law of Moses, but there were ceremonial laws. There were those things that had to do with the offering of animal sacrifices. There were those things that had to do even with the health and welfare of the people, and governing them that they might overcome the nations that were about them. But as Paul put it in Galatians chapter 3, this law of commandments truly was a schoolmaster to bring God's people, the people of the Old Testament, to the feet of the great teacher, Jesus Christ, that they might be justified by faith. But what can we say about the commandments on the outside, on this side of the cross? I think you'll find when you look at this spirit teaching that came to the apostles of Pentecost, out of the Ten Commandments that are recorded in Exodus 20, we have 9 things being covered on this side of the cross. Now, I want to make it clear, we're not saying that those Ten Commandments back there have been transferred into the New Testament. We are simply saying that that law was a schoolmaster to bring the people to Christ. When Christ came and they had an opportunity to receive the teaching, but as he came into his own and his own received him not, they eventually turned their back upon him. And you know the story of how he died outside of the walls of the city of Jerusalem on a cross. Well, the new day came when he came forth from the grave, and that was upon the first day of the week. And since that time, even with the Spirit teaching that came to the apostles, no longer did his disciples remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Now, don't misunderstand me. We know there are people who are still sincere about this today, and we cast no reflection upon those people or their honesty. But we simply find that the Bible is silent on this side of the cross. Not one apostle ever told anyone to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy on this side of the cross. We're aware of the fact, then, that the question may come, well, do we have any commandments at all? Well, I want to read from the 2nd chapter of 1 John, and I'll let you answer that question. After he has said that we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, in verse 1, and we talked about that on the last broadcast, we also pointed out from verse 2 that he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And then we see the beautiful teaching unfolding here in verse 3. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. You see, you may not know Jesus today. You may not have that close walk with God because you're not placing emphasis upon his commandments. Let's see what he's talking about as we continue to read. He saith, that he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar and the truth is not in him. That's a very strong statement. What is the truth? Well, Jesus said in John 17:17, sanctify them by thy word is truth. And the word that is binding upon Christians today is truly, we might say, the gospel of Jesus Christ. You see, it was to be preached to the entire world, and Paul said in Colossians 1:23 that it was preached to every creature under heaven. No one was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of his sins under the law of Moses. But not so on this side of the cross. We find that men at Pentecost, approximately 3,000 souls gladly received the word and were baptized. According to Acts 2:38, they were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission or for the forgiveness of his sins. Both repentance of Acts 2:38 and baptism of Acts 2:38 are commandments. We cited that on one of the past broadcasts, first in Acts 17:30. Write that reference down. Paul, speaking in the city of Athens at Mars Hill, said, God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Now that's on this side of the cross. That's a part of the gospel. So repentance is a commandment. Baptism is a commandment. Sometimes people don't think that it is. But at the household of Cornelius in Acts 10:48, write that scripture down. Peter told the members of Cornelius' household who were Gentiles, he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. So there are commandments on this side of the cross. Oftentimes when we talk about this subject, someone honestly says, well, doesn't this nullify the grace of God? We were under a law back there in the Old Testament. When he used the term we, he was talking about the people of God, but now on this side of the cross we're under grace. Well, how true that is. But you see, grace is what God has provided for man that man cannot provide for himself. Man couldn't provide the gospel. That's true, people. So the gospel came by the grace of God. How do I know? Titus 2:11. And we were studying this not too long ago in a Bible class. And it was read by the teacher, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation, a plan for salvation, hath appeared unto all men. What does this do? It teaches us in verse 12 of Titus 2:12, teaching us to deny ourselves of ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. So there are commandments as a part of the gospel. So let's notice what he's saying here. Again in verse 4, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But how about people who say there's no commandments today? Listen to verse 5. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. You see, really, when you begin to look at the scripture, that our obedience to his commandments is an obedience to the gospel. You see, that isn't legislating love. It's certainly proving love. How do you prove that you love God? Jesus said in John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. And if we were going to take time or had time on this broadcast to go on through the epistles that John wrote, when we got to that second epistle that just has one chapter in verse 6, he would define love for us. He said, this is love, that we walk after his commandments. So I believe, friends, this is just as clear as anything could be. Don't take the idea that you're nullifying the grace of God when you obey his commandments. You're not nullifying the grace of God, you're establishing it. Because by his marvelous grace, this plan came. And this life of light and beauty, the Christian life, is a product of God's grace. But we read about it in the gospel of Jesus Christ. We read about it in the wonderful New Testament teaching. James had this to say about it with a great tribute to the Christian life. He said in a very definite fashion, the individual who actually looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, This man shall be blessed in his deed or in his doing. James 1:25. Let's follow the thought here, as time will permit, in 1 John, the second chapter. We're now down to verse 6. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye had heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. A man said one time when he was in an eclipse, he said it was a total eclipse and how dark things became. I realized it was in the daytime, but he said the lights had gone out. But then finally when the eclipse is past, the beautiful and bright sunlight once again came to view. If you have obeyed the gospel of Christ, follow his will today. He doesn't always have to say, I command you. But if you love him, you'll obey his truth. If we can help you in this Christian life or becoming a Christian, feel free to let us know. This broadcast is not a substitute for church attendance. Remember that. It helps those who can't be out who are shut in. We trust because the word of God is preached. But it actually is a spiritual assistant that all may come to know God's word more completely. So think about God's commandments. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and enter through the gates into the city. Revelation 22:14. Your friend and neighbors of the Church of Christ have been glad to come to you and with you with this gospel in your home. We trust indeed that you receive benefit. Listen for time of service of the congregation that sponsors this series, and tell a friend and be with us next time as we continue on with Spirit teaching from 1 John.